You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a new report finds that roughly 50% of millennials cited burnout and their mental health as the reason behind leaving their jobs. We'll learn more about mental health in the workplace and what can be done to help all employees. Now, test scores that are known as the nation's report card were released today, and it was mixed news for Wisconsin. Overall scores in reading and math stacked up pretty well nationwide, but for the second time in 6 years, the state had the largest racial achievement gap out of all 50 states, with only Washington, D.C. doing worse. Scott Girard is the local K-12 education reporter at the Cap Times. Scott, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
The achievement gap here, our people are saying, is the big headline. What did these test results show here?
Yeah, so, you know, the achievement gap has been much discussed in Wisconsin over the years and certainly in Madison as well. And the news continued to be that there's a problem. The Wisconsin in both reading and math for fourth and eighth grades, which are the two grades measured by this test, had the largest achievement gap among all states. And as you mentioned, the District of Columbia was above it for the gap between white and black students. However, one thing worth noting, I think, is that the average score for both subgroups of students was higher in D.C. in these categories. So even though the gap between them was larger, the kind of average score numbers were still ahead of Wisconsin.
Part of the story here is that numbers don't seem to have changed much since the last time this nation's report card was released. So what do we see there?
Yeah, so Wisconsin stayed pretty consistent with its scores. I believe there were not statistically significant changes from the last time these scores came out. However, around the country, some scores went down. So Wisconsin actually moved up the ranks in a couple places. You know, in both reading and math in eighth grade, Wisconsin was near the top, within the top 10 for average scores. But they were similar scores to what students had last time these results were shared.
Anybody with kids in school knows they take a lot of standardized tests these days, but this one people take pretty seriously, right?
Correct. Yeah, I think it's a chance to kind of see where how the states compare. You know, you can measure what certain states are doing, if they're improving, or what states aren't doing, if they're declining. Certainly, there was a lot of response from different sides of the aisle today to these test scores.
Yeah, talk about some of the reactions you've heard today since these results came out.
Mm-hmm. You know, you had Secretary Betsy DeVos saying that school choice is clearly needed. We had on a more local level, the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty made a similar statement on expanding school choice and that these test scores show that that's needed. At the same time, you just had people highlighting that there more work needs to be done. You know, and whether that's expanding one thing that's in the works here in Wisconsin that state legislators are currently discussing is an expansion to four-year-old kindergarten. And that's been cited by a lot of people as an opportunity to close the gap with early childhood education. So you're going to see, I think, more support for efforts like that that have been identified over the years and then continued pushes for school choice from school choice advocates.
Talking to Scott Girard, education reporter at the Cap Times, looking at new results from what's called the nation's report card. They test fourth and eighth graders. It again shows Wisconsin with one of the highest racial achievement gaps in the country, the highest of all 50 states, in fact. Scott, do you hear, when you talk to educators and others in education, do you hear frustration that Wisconsin keeps showing up on this list of high racial achievement gaps?
Yeah, I do. I have heard that from multiple people in multiple districts. And I think the thing about it is that frustrates the most is that it's acknowledged. It's known that this is an issue. It's something that people want to work on and have tried to work on. And some things just do not seem to be working. So, you know, an example here in Madison is the district's Black Excellence Initiative that was kind of rolled out last year that really focuses on those achievement gaps. And there's different ideas for solutions. Some believe, you know, having a welcoming climate at school and making sure students feel comfortable and safe is really the place to start so that they can then focus on achievement. Others believe it is changes to curriculum. And still others, as mentioned before, believe it's a school choice and more options for parents. So there's a lot of competing ideas for what causes these gaps and what can fix them. And so there's definitely some frustration that in their persistence.
What kind of individual efforts do you see in some of the districts you've worked in? You mentioned the Black Excellence Initiative in the Madison District. Are there other efforts that people are talking about in districts in your coverage area?
So one thing I've seen in Verona, for example, in the suburbs here, they changed some of the prerequisites for honors classes and advanced placement classes at the high school, because what they found was some students, specifically students of color, students with low-income backgrounds, had not taken some of these prerequisites, but teachers identified them as people who might be successful in a class setting. So they removed some of the requirements and had allowed more students to get in. And what ended up happening in that district was not only did more students of color enroll in AP classes, but actually more white students enrolled as well. And so while the numbers increased, it didn't actually close the gap. So that is some of the other thing that can come up sometimes is when these efforts are made and target are available to all students, it may not close the gap. It may increase access for everyone, but that doesn't always close the gap.
We've got a governor who came from the Department of Public Instruction and his successor there, Carolyn Stanford Taylor. What have we heard, if anything, from them in reaction to these test results?
Yeah, DPI put out a statement this morning really acknowledging the importance of working on the achievement gap. Carolyn Stanford Taylor called it a crisis, echoing language she used back in her State of Education address in September. Nothing really surprising from DPI. They certainly are aware of this issue and seem to care about closing it. But as with other efforts, it's been elusive over the years. They also highlighted the Wisconsin eighth graders placing as high as they did in reading and math. And so that was something that they thought was worth it. So.
And you mentioned four-year-old kindergarten in the state legislature. Any other related issues you're watching for from state lawmakers when it comes to the achievement gap?
Yeah, you know, the Blue Ribbon Commission on School Funding released a report in January, and it had around 20 to 25, I think, possible initiatives to put in place that were recommendations to increase student achievement and close the achievement gap. So the expansion of 4K was one of those. There's certainly a lot of other bills, whether it's school funding or the ability for districts, especially in rural areas, to consolidate with each other. There's some initiatives out there that the committees on education in the Assembly and Senate are considering. So be watching those.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Scott Gerard. He's a local K through 12 education reporter at the Cap Times. He was with us today to talk about a new national report card showing for a second time in recent years that Wisconsin has the biggest racial achievement gap of all 50 states.